You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, happy Tuesday to you. Glad you're in here with us on the Mark Cox Morning Show. Several people this morning have congratulated me and complimented my shirt that I'm wearing today. By the way, this is the official Mark Cox Morning Show shirt, in case you're wondering. You can find that on the Whiskey Dickerson website. And look at that. Look at that. Ethan's got his on this morning as well. Thank you, Ethan. You got it all covered up with your sweatshirt there.
I'm cold.
I know. I got you this morning. I hear that.
How Plus, am I not cold?
I have a t-shirt, and you have the long sleeve version. So.
Yes. So the Whiskey Dickerson, you can find these shirts on their website. We appreciate what they do for us. WhiskeyDickerson.com. Thank you to our friend Richie out there, who always answers the call when I come up with an idea for a new t-shirt. So we appreciate that. So this one's been out for a little while, and that's fantastic. Lots of stuff you can get online there. You can get tickets to Jimmy Fallon. We've been giving some away. Kim, who won the tickets this morning, by the way?
Joe. All right. Godfrey.
So Joe from Godfrey this morning, congratulations. We'll give away more Jimmy Fallon tickets for the rest of the week. Two tickets every day. And that's coming up on the 24th at the Factory out in Chesterfield. We're looking forward to that. And thanks to them for giving us tickets to give away. So you can also buy them. There's a link on our website at 971talk.com/events. And we hope that that you get on there and you can go to that. There's also information on there, by the way. And I've mentioned this before, but you have a chance to get in the circle. You know what the circle is? Remember that?
Circle of trust, you mean?
The circle of trust. You have a chance to get in the circle of trust here, because I got a group of folks who the last couple of years have taken some fantastic trips with me and my wife to Italy, and then last year to Central Europe. We're going to do it again this year. We're going to start talking about it this week, in fact, officially, but you can get in before the tickets sell out. We're going to Switzerland and Austria. Basically, the southern part of Switzerland and the Swiss Alps, and it's going to be fantastic. We're not going until this coming September, like September 30th, I think is when the trip leaves. The itinerary and everything is online now, so just go to 971talk.com/events, and you'll see their travel with Mark Cox. And like, we all got together and had a big Christmas party this year. It was fantastic. We've developed some great friendships with the people that we've been traveling with, and you have an opportunity to get in on that. It includes round trip airfare from St. Louis. So it's fantastic. We'll go over there. We'll travel around, spend time in Bern and Lucerne, and it's going to be fantastic. But you just got to get in on it before it sells out, which I'm sure that it probably will. Hey, shout out to Jeffrey Jones, who is on our Facebook feed every morning commenting, and he said he was happy to be on there this morning on his official second day of retirement. So nice. Apparently he's now not working anymore. Congratulations. Glad we can support you, Jeffrey.
So now we expect you to listen to all 4 hours of the show every day because you have time on your hands to do that.
Exactly. You got a little extra time. You're still up early. I appreciate that. As you get into retirement, I'm sure you'll be sleeping in later and later. But we went yesterday. We were congratulating another longtime listener to the show who has just retired. So congrats. I'm always jealous of those folks because I've got, with any luck, a number of more years to work. With any luck. In radio, you never know.
I'm sorry. But I'm fixated on you saying folks.
Folks? Why? Do I say folks wrong?
You know.
I say it like yolk. You say folks. You like
folks.
Take the L out of that?
Yeah.
You do not.
Folks.
You're saying the L?
No. What? No. Text into us, 314-241-9797. That's our text line. Do you say
no
folks?
No way. Come
or
on.
Or do you say you folks?
You folks.
I need to know.
Oh, my daughter just texted me and said I can't retire. My bad.
Because she knows she needs the money.
She's got to go to school. She's still got college ahead of her. So dad can't hang it up and go hunting all the time or fishing or traveling or whatever.
Well, there you go.
Dr. Green.
She has spoken.
She has spoken on her, I assume, on her way to school this morning. You shouldn't be texting and driving, by the way.
You do voice to text.
If that's what just happened.
Maybe I have to warn people. When I do voice to text, I always warn people because the text messages, when I go back and read them, half of them don't make sense. And it's
garbled.
Just weird punctuation I would never do.
Yes. It can be embarrassing sometimes.
Someone just responded on our text line.
Yes.
It's a silent L. And then somebody else responded, you folks, and typed it out phonetically, F-O-K-E-S.
It's F-O-L-K-S. Hey, folks. Thank you for being here.
You're right. You said it correctly.
Folks,
hey, folks.
Folks, F-O-L-K-S. What's confusing about that? It's a silent. It's not a silent L. That's like saying yolk is a silent L. It's not. It's an egg yolk.
I love egg yolk.
You people are warped. You're warped.
This is like me
I'm
saying
speaking the King's English here. Come on.
What was the word that asterisk? I forever thought it was asterisk. Still kind of stand by that, but I was proven wrong that it's asterisk, and I acknowledge that I guess I was wrong. I can admit that. I can admit I was wrong. Yeah, but you have to say you say folk
difficult
incorrectly.
For you, I'm sure. No, I don't. I don't say folk incorrectly. I think I've got it exactly right. All right, time for us to get to some of the top stories this morning. And I got to tell you, I really love this first one. Go ahead and hit it.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
It's like we want to make Star Trek real. Okay? We want to make Starfleet Academy real. So that it's not always science fiction. But one day, the science fiction turns to science fact.
Wow. Beam me up, Scotty. That's the kind of futuristic vision you need. Elon Musk talking to this crowd that they want to make Starfleet Academy a real thing for people one of these days. I love that vision that he's got. I don't know if I can get a replicator or be beamed up anywhere, but I love the thought.
They are wanting to create this secret police force that has no accountability and no transparency.
Did you know that? They're trying to create a secret police force. This is some congresswoman from Minnesota who hates the fact that the federal government is enforcing the law.
Where are the pins for Jacqueline Ngure, Molly Tibbetts, Kate Steinle, Officer Singh, Miss Marin, and all those other individuals that were killed, maimed, and raped by illegal aliens? And what about the angel moms? How about an angel mom pin? They never seem to talk about that. I've got a problem with that.
Thank you, Greg Bovino, because he's the Customs and Border Enforcement guy. Thank you for a little bit of common sense. Because they never mention the people killed by illegal aliens, but they mention the people harassing the ICE agents trying to arrest the criminal illegal aliens.
genesis of all this defund the police stuff. And in many places, as you well know, Tyrus, they did it.
Yes.
And you know what happened? I mean, it wasn't hard to figure out. The criminals said, oh, thank you very much.
Yeah. Yes, they did. You tell the criminal, you know, tell somebody you're not going to enforce the laws, and nobody's happier to hear that than the criminals. Can you imagine? Trinde Arag was probably trying to send as many people as possible to Minnesota because they know the laws are not going to be enforced there or in Portland, Oregon, or in Chicago or any of these other sanctuary cities. That's it. John Kennedy is spot on. These liberals asked for this problem. They got hammered with it, and now they don't want Donald Trump to get any credit for fixing the problem. But he has been fixing it in other spots. So that's I love that John Kennedy was making that point with Tyrus yesterday. Good stuff. All right, coming up, we will get to Todd Pyro, host of Fox and Friends First. He spent a lot of time on his show this morning talking about the Supreme Court arguments today regarding transgender athletes in women's sports. And we're going to get to more on that with him coming up.
Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation or innovators. Keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, let me start by saying how excited I am. I can't express how excited I am to be here. I don't think I hardly slept last night thinking about how monumental this day really is and what this means to me, what it means to all the women who have been fighting at the forefront of this fight for years now, fighting for women and women's rights. So many people that I care dearly for. And so I'm excited to be with them on the steps later today. This is.
All right, we've got the one and only Todd Pyro with us, host of Frox and Friends First, and that interview came from your show this morning with Caitlin Wheeler, one of the athletes who's excited that the Supreme Court, Todd, has finally taken up this transgender issue in women's sports.
All accurate. Nothing you said there was fake news or false.
Thank you.
So congratulations. Yeah, big day. But can we get into it? Because I do think what this is going to mean is, you know, the left sticks to their positions. No matter what we may talk about here on your program. So I really truly believe that these people will move to a state like mine where there isn't a law, just to prove a point. Unfortunately, I think that's the world that we're in. They should just accept that biological reality is reality. But I like the idea of having separate leagues. To me, that solves the problem. I don't want to interfere with somebody, you know, playing a sport. But apparently those leagues have been unsuccessful so far. And I wonder if it's because the will just isn't there. These people want to make a point as opposed to actually playing sports.
Todd, we saw the really cute video you posted on Instagram saying how proud you were of your daughter who's now playing hockey. Yes. And you just think about some guy, some boy coming in there who is just going to crush her, right? She's so proud she's able to play hockey, and you said she's a good skater. And then how sad that would be for you as a dad, and how so many people are weirdly celebrating that.
Yeah, I mean, to your point that you're trying to make, 100%. This was on Sunday one of the happiest moments of my life. Is she going to make the NHL? No. But just to watch her little body and her little determination was amazing to watch. And you know, I'm just excited to see where the journey takes her and the friends that she'll make, the connections, and just the overall life experience that she'll have. The joke part of this, which sometimes I wonder if it actually is a joke, I'm worried for the boys, trans or otherwise, when it comes to my youngest. She will crush them. She's a she is a force. I'm scared of her. She tried to gouge out my eyes the other day.
Oh, wow.
And she laughed the entire time.
She's got that killer instinct. You're in trouble. You know, I remember when my son played hockey at that age, roughly, over at the Crevecoeur ice rink, and he was so little. He was a great skater, and he was fast, but he was so little that the knee pads were so long on the pants that he was wearing that when he fell, he couldn't bend his leg to get back up. So we had to modify the pants so that when he fell, he was able to get himself back up off the ice.
That's awesome. It's the memories. Like,
yeah,
think about what you're
right.
doing. you are envisioning that, and you know, at some point, Mark and Kim, that's all we have.
That's
all
right.
Our memories, right? You know, the money. It comes and goes more apparently in this country, this day and age, thanks to the fraud. But I've always wanted to support a Somali daycare. So my dream is being realized, but you know, it's the memories. And ultimately we take those with us to eternity.
Yeah. We played I played a Jimmy Failla bite earlier. He's been joining us on Wednesdays, and I played the bite with him earlier where he said, it's so cold in Minnesota, the Somalis have their hands in other people's pockets, which is pretty funny. But you know, the one thing that sort of the Tim Walz has got it's all kind of been overshadowed by the ICE thing. I mean, Tim, I'm sure Tim Walz isn't happy that there are protests and all that in the streets up there, but nah, people aren't really talking about the fraud cases.
I wonder if he
much.
Is happy, Mark. Yeah. I wonder if he is. Hey, nobody's talking about me, and I get to go on the offense now and attack something that apparently, you know, people in Minnesota like to attack, which is ICE. I disagree. I think he loves this. I think he loves the distraction.
Yeah, I guess it's possible. I mean, you know, that's going to come to a head here, too. I don't know at what point. There were some rumors the other day that, you know, Walz may not make it to the end of his term, even though he announced that he's going to run again, that he's not going to run again.
When is that up, by the way? Is it next year?
I think he's got 1 year left. Okay. I think it'd probably be a year from November, I'm guessing.
Set your calendars.
Well, but he'll be investigated with all this fraud, and I guess the question would be how much will actually be revealed.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because the House has already called hearings on this, not with Walz, but surely they will.
It goes beyond that. This is about other states. I know the focus is going to be Minnesota, but I really think these hearings on Minnesota are an entree to broaden these out, because you know, I wonder if you're going to have federal hearings on these individually. I wonder if you just have some really big investigation that and if they're linked. That underscores my point even more. If they're not linked, then maybe I'm wrong on that. But look, logically, we know that our government spends like drunken sailors.
Right.
But realistically, when we really think about it, I must admit, I hadn't thought about it up until the recent news of the last month plus, but how can we truly be almost $38 trillion in debt? It's literally impossible to spend that money legitimately over the course of time. And fraud has to be an underlying part of it.
I would agree. Todd, I got about a minute left here, so sure. I hate to drop this on you at the last second. Last time I was in New York, we visited with you. You told me, whatever you do, don't take the subway. Do you still feel that way? Because my daughter's going to be visiting up there in about a month. Is it better?
As a dad, I'd prefer that she didn't take the subway.
Yeah.
If people say yeah, there's no problem, it's absolutely safe, and I just don't want to be that one example.
Yeah.
But again, I live in the country. I have a different take on all this. The people that commute on the subway day in and day out, they're like, yeah, we see some weird stuff, but hey, that's part of the deal. Weird is one thing. Violence is another. And I just don't trust it. You're in a flying tube underneath the ground where there's not a lot of alternatives to get out.
That's a good point. I appreciate the advice, my friend. Hey, have a great week. We'll talk to you soon.
You too, guys.
All right. Thank you. Todd Pyro with some advice. See, I hope my daughter's listening this morning. She might be at school already. She's going up there next month on a sort of senior trip with a friend of hers and their parents. So I'm thinking if they have to get on the subway, the parents need to be with them at the point that happens. That's the protective dad in me. Coming up, we'll get to 2A Tuesday, talk more about the lack of police support up in Minnesota.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
We are seeing indiscriminate takings of people by this masked secret police that is ICE. They are wanting to create this secret police force that has no accountability and no transparency.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
All right, glad to have you back with us. And, of course, we've got Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith back with us again, a retired sergeant who's the spokesperson for the National Police Association. And, Betsy, how have you been?
Hey, I've been great, and I'm excited to be back with you.
Well, it's great to have you back on again. It has been a while. Sorry about that. But I'm glad we were able to get a hold of you. You know, the bite I played there leading into you was a Democratic Minnesota congresswoman who, like Bernie Sanders and others, tries to claim that ICE is a secret police force with no accountability. These are federal law enforcement officers.
Right, and they've been around quite some time. And, you know, I saw some people talking this morning about ICE under Obama and why didn't they wear masks and how come there weren't all these protests. They didn't have to wear masks under Obama because people weren't trying to dox them. In fact, no one cared what they were doing as they deported millions of people. This has nothing to do with anything except the hatred of Donald Trump. And once again, law enforcement is caught in the political crosshairs.
Yeah, you're very right about that. He was the deporter in chief, Barack Obama, and there were no complaints about it back then. And suddenly you've got people crying foul over what's happened up there. You know, I heard the comments, I believe it was yesterday, about one of the police chief, the superintendent of Chicago, who was pointing out the fact that you can't disobey a direct order from a law enforcement officer and not expect some sort of consequences. And I don't think in his comments he was defending what happened in Minneapolis, but what he was pointing out to people who might consider doing it in Chicago is, don't do this. You are putting yourself in the line of fire or for some other potential consequence if you choose to stand in front of if you choose to run over somebody standing in front of your car.
Well, that comment was actually back from October. He's been quite silent since this situation has unfolded in Minneapolis, largely because his mayor, Brandon Johnson, is a crazed sanctuary city mayor. Yeah. Who disrespects his own police department. But wants to brag about how, you know, crime is down and this and that in his city, which it is. But it's because of his cops and what's happening federally, not because of his leadership. But, you know, this is the thing. And I think we're seeing this now. A video came out today where there's audio of, we think it's the partner of Renee Good, saying, why did you have real bullets? These protesters, so many of them, don't really live in reality. They don't live in a grown-up world where police have real bullets. And they're told that ICE is this, quote-unquote, they're Nazis, they're the secret police. No, they're just normal federal law enforcement doing a very difficult job. And how do you stop all this? You stop it by making sure that these sanctuary jurisdictions like Minneapolis that they hand over people with ICE detainers to ICE agents at the jail level, at the arrest level. The reason ICE has to go into these neighborhoods to arrest people, the worst of the worst, by the way, child molesters, armed robbers, drug dealers, etc., is because a lot of these sanctuary jurisdictions have abandoned normal operations. In Phoenix, Arizona, near where I live now, our sheriff in Maricopa County has an ICE office in his jail so that ICE agents are there to take custody of people who are being bonded out but have ICE detainers, and nobody gets hurt.
It makes sense. It makes perfect sense. Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith, our guest with the National Police Association. You know, I wonder, as a retired officer now, I mean, clearly you made it out, but if you were still active duty, working under a chief like, for example, the one in Minneapolis and the one in Portland, Oregon, who completely sides with, in my opinion here, the criminals and the illegal aliens, because the guy in Portland broke down in tears this week after he had to admit that the two people that got shot were Trinde Aragua gang members. He admitted that, but he said he was sad that he had to say that because his heart breaks for the community. What's the community? Are you now protecting illegal aliens? That's not his job. And I wonder how the people who work under him feel about that.
Well, Chief Day in Portland, believe it or not, is one of the best chiefs they've had in recent years. He actually came up in that agency. Then he left for the private sector to work for a DEI consulting company, by the way.
Okay.
And then, yeah, so there's that guy. So then he came back. No, Portland police officers are extremely frustrated, but they have to work for this sanctuary mayor, this lunatic city council, and understand, especially in Portland, this has been going on over 10 years. I don't know if people remember, but, you know, in 2014-15, after Michael Brown, they every night in Portland, they tried to burn down the ICE facility there. That's where the whole defund ICE movement really started, of course. Now they have the defund the policemen. So it's very frustrating. Same with Minneapolis PD, working for a guy like Brian O'Hara, who's really an embarrassing, he's embarrassing to our profession. And that's why Minneapolis has such a hard time recruiting cops. They continue to be wildly short-staffed, and part of it is because of lousy leadership.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because that was my question. What kind of an impact do you think this has on a nationwide level for not only recruitment for these police officers, but also federal agents, but also retention of some people just saying, hey, this isn't worth it?
Well, let me tell you, for federal law enforcement, you know, remember, ICE got about $170 billion at the beginning of the year, and ICE is hiring, and they have far more applicants than they do positions available. So for federal law enforcement, because let's say you're a young person, you apply for ICE and you don't make it, you're likely going to apply for another federal agency. There's about 80 federal law enforcement agencies. Or you're going to go home and you're going to apply for your local police department. So actually, I think this is going to be helpful for law enforcement recruitment numbers, because remember, 9 out of every 10 police departments in this country is still terribly short-staffed.
It's a great point. Sergeant, I have to ask you, when the Mike Brown case happened here, the under Barack Obama, famously, they decided that something had gone wrong. They didn't know what it was. They sent in 50 FBI agents to investigate. They had to find something wrong with the police officer, Darren Wilson, in this case. They couldn't find anything wrong. Locally, they took it to a grand jury. They couldn't find anything wrong. And yet the books were written about how they destroyed this small town that's probably, as the crow flies, 8 miles from where I'm sitting right now. I mean, they destroyed its reputation over their perception of what was wrong there. And the book that sticks in my mind is The Ferguson Effect. that every police officer or wannabe police officer in America now has in the back of their mind, am I going to be the next Darren Wilson? And this is another great example of it.
Well, absolutely. And every cop still thinks about that. Let's remember, less than 2 years ago, St. Louis PD held a police test. They tried to. They had an event where you could come and apply and learn how to take the test, and no one showed up. It's getting a little better. But when you have local politicians who are calling you murderers and thugs and racists and killers, of course you're not going to want to go to that police department and perhaps any police department. Again, that's changing, but let's not forget the damage, and you're right to bring it up, that this is going to do. Because for every police recruit that we have, it's about a year before, as far as training, academy, training, all sure. that. It's about a year before they can take to the streets and be an actual police officer. So this just pushes us back in numbers. And I'm so glad you brought up the DOJ flooding into Ferguson. And yes, I've been to the Michael Brown Memorial in Ferguson because I just had to see it for myself. But here's the thing. Right now, as people are waking up this morning, there's a big hoo-ha happening that some of the DOJ attorneys in Minnesota are leaving because they're very mad that Harmy Dillon won't open up a civil rights investigation. That was part of what Obama did, was send in his civil rights lawyers. There's right. no civil rights violation in this ICE shooting. Renee Good, unfortunately, got herself in a situation where an ICE agent was forced to shoot her. It's very sad. Nobody's civil rights were violated. Stop trying to run over cops and you won't get shot.
Great, great education right there. Sergeant Betsy Brandner-Smith. Listen, National Police Association, nationalpolice.org is their website. Thank you for all you do to support our law enforcement.
Thank you so much for having me.
We'll talk again soon. Yeah, great to get her on here this morning. Kim, what are we talking about on Kim on a Whim?
Well, this has been a staple here in the St. Louis area for almost 55 years, and now major changes could be coming to one of the area's most popular and beloved attractions.
Kim on a Whim.
All right, love it or hate it, when it comes to that song, you can probably picture the commercial I'm playing right now. The cute little old man. Is he old? I don't know. Yeah, he's old.
I think it's a young guy in a mask.
Who's dancing.
I'm feeling sweaty and tasting cotton candy when I hear that.
And we all know that's the Six Flags commercial, right?
Yes.
And if you've grown up here in St. Louis, spent any amount of time in the city, chances are you've gone. I have so many memories going to Six Flags as a kid. And now it may no longer be called Six Flags. Instead, it could be called Enchanted Parks.
St. Louis.
Enchanted Parks, St. Louis. This has been, did you know that Six Flags opened here in St. Louis June 5th, 1971? So almost 55 years.
Yeah.
It's been a really popular attraction. I know, in fact, one of our friends, mutual friends from Channel 4, he goes to Six Flags because he lives out in that area, Eureka, close to it. Oh my gosh, he has a season pass and he must go easily 20 plus times every year, the season that it's open. And it's not just the Six Flags in St. Louis, it's several of the Six Flags across the country. So there was paperwork filed with this entity called Enchanted Parks Holdings LLC, and it filed 9 trademark applications last week for amusement park services, amusement park and theme park services, clothing, t-shirts, hoodie, all the things. And it could, again, change the name from Six Flags to Enchanted Parks. Or it could sell the park altogether.
Yeah. You know, bad management is bad management. My impression of Six... Here's the problem they have to overcome. My impression of Six Flags is that it's dirty and not well run. And the reason I say that is, I kind of dread going down there, right? If I've got to go down there for some event with my kid's school or whatever the case may be over the years, you know where I don't feel like that about? It is Silver Dollar City.
Oh, really?
Or Disney, for that matter. So attention to detail, in my opinion, has been lacking at Six Flags for a while now. I don't know if it's because they didn't have enough people to keep it clean, or it just doesn't have that feeling that it used to have for me. Now, I didn't grow up here, but I've lived here for 30 years. So that's my experience with it.
I have not been in years, so I couldn't even
speak
to that.
It looks kind of run down.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll tell you where, you know, like I grew up in Cincinnati. I went to Kings Island all the time, which opened at around the same time as Silver Dollars, as Six Flags here. And I don't have that impression of Kings Island. I've been there within the past 7 or 8 years. Wiggins went there this past year, took one of his kids to Kings Island.
So you
and
think,
he liked it.
So you think if it were just better run, upkeep was better, things like that? You don't think it's an issue with the roller coasters that are there?
I don't. I think it's an... I don't think it's an overnight fix, for sure, but I don't know anything about this Enchanted Parks company. If they think they can come in and run it on a thinner budget than it's already being run on, then it's doomed. They've got to spend some money sprucing it up and making it seem exciting again. That's just my perception of it.
Well, here's the thing. With Disney, they charge an arm and a leg for you to get in, but I guess they're using that money to make sure that every piece of trash that's dropped is picked up very promptly. Don't they say that Disney parks are really, really clean?
Yeah, I don't know.
Not obviously the only issue with Six Flags, but it sounds like you guys are saying that that is one of the issues.
I think I perceive that to be one of the issues. And again, it's a perception issue. It's like the crime perception in the city of St. Louis. It's not something you can change overnight. They're going to come out today and they're going to tell you, oh, look how the crime stats have dropped. But for somebody who just saw the windows broken out of all those cars downtown, or they had something stolen out of their car, or they know somebody that got carjacked, or something like that, their perception is still that it's very, very unsafe to come to downtown St. Louis or parts of the city.
Mm-hmm.
You got to change that perception.
The last time we went to O2, say there's 20 rides in the whole park, there are probably more, but like 5 of them weren't even running.
Really?
So just it's like
closed to try to fix them or something?
Yeah, just maintenance and stuff. So it's just kind of looked like it went downhill.
It used to be a big deal. Remember when they brought Batman out and all that?
I
it
love
used to
that.
Be
That's
a
my
big
favorite
deal
ride.
That they were rolling out a new coaster next year. They're rolling out a new ride in the water park. And then suddenly you haven't heard any of that in a while.
That's true. They haven't opened any rides.
I know.
Yeah, the rides have to be open and operate. Unlike the ice cream machine at McDonald's, the rides have to be going or it's not worth it to pay for a ticket.
Well,
going back to McDonald's, though, even though the ice cream machine's always broken.
Enchanted St. Louis. Yeah, that's true. I keep trying, darn it, for sure. Coming up, we're going to talk more about a big data center that might go in over near Troy, Illinois. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.